and again, Kathy Dawes, along with Kansas State University student body president Jack Ayers. Really appreciate him stopping by. We're talking about the big game this weekend. You're going to have some visitors that you're going to be taking alongside with you.
That is right. So K-State is the chair of all the Kansas Board of Regents committees this week in terms of, this year. So President Myers will chair the committee of university presidents. I'm chairing the student advisor committee of the student body presidents. And we're having a retreat here in Manhattan this weekend. I brought up the idea of going to the K-State football game, and everybody was very excited. Even the KU student body president wanted to come to the K-State football game. So that's exciting time. That'll be tomorrow. We'll be out there all day. So
the big question is, will they be wearing purple?
I asked them to wear purple. I said, if you want to sit there, you got to have purple on.
Oh, good for you. Well, that's the way to do it. Well, I know you had your first meeting in the new space last night for student body.
That is right. So it's one of the final couple things in the union renovation. It's a $31 million renovation for all the union, and we had about a $1.2 million space renovation that student government funded. So all entirely student funded. It renovated what was formerly known as the Little Theater to create the what we're calling the Wildcat Chambers, which is a space for all of our university governance groups. So we think student government will meet in there, faculty senate, support staff senate. We have from across the board groups, and there's even going to be classes that are meeting in there this year. So it's a really exciting place. There's lots of good technology opportunities there to broadcast and to stream. So we got to get you over there sometime.
Any highlights from the meeting? Well, we have you. Normally, we'd like to check with you on a Friday, so
right,
this is our chance. What'd they do last night?
So we talked a lot about we did updates from the summer. So I got to give a couple updates from the summer, and we heard from everybody who was working hard this summer, though we didn't meet. It feels like everybody was working on a bunch of different initiatives there, so that was exciting.
Very good. And I know during the summer you actually did a little bit of traveling on behalf of the university.
That's right. I got to attend the International Town and Gown Association. It was in Eugene, Oregon. They're held on the University of Oregon's campus. All about relations between the university and the town, and you know, the town in which the university is. This is the first time that K-State or Manhattan attended the International Town and Gown Association, which is exciting because a couple of months after we went, the Princeton Review came out and K-State is number one for town and gown relations. So it's exciting to know that we can, we already have such a good starting point there. I wouldn't call it a starting point, actually. We're at such a good position right now in terms of relationship between the city of Manhattan and, of course, the university. And I think that a partnership with the Town and Gown Association can increase that, especially as we move into this year working on some initiatives. A big focus of the Town and Gown Association meeting was in regards to substance abuse prevention. And so out of that conference and with some stakeholders from both the community and the university, we're putting together a town and gown task force on substance abuse prevention, looking at some different ways that we can help to prevent alcohol abuse, underage drinking, binge drinking, as well as some drug use, and with a goal in mind of increasing safety, preventing sexual assault. It's a really big task force right now, filled with a lot of members from, like I said, both the community and the university, and I think it could really be a powerful thing.
And definitely something a lot of folks are looking at right now. And the nice thing about those town and gown relationships is you can network a little bit and learn things from each other, it sounds like.
No, you're absolutely right. And there's a lot of things that, nothing happens in a vacuum with your prevention efforts on campus that's going to bleed over into the community, or the other way around, where the community is doing something at the city level and, the university needs to be involved with that as well. So I'm really excited to get those conversations going. That's led by Dr. Jackie Hartman and her office, and it's really it's becoming quite the big group, and I think that's a testament to how many members of both the community and the university sphere are committed to making the community we all call home a safer place for students and the community members alike.
In the meantime, how are things going on campus? I know we did have Provost April Mason in. She said the convocation went great. I think fifth year that they've done that. But just anything else about campus and just the general feeling of everybody?
Yes, I think everybody's excited to be back. Our campus looks new. I mean, it looks like probably the newest. It's somebody said the other day, it looks the newest it's ever looked, with Seton Hall looking to be completed here soon. That's with our business building and engineering building, like I said, our $31 million renovation on the Union. And then, of course, looking north and seeing what's going on up there in our North Campus corridor in the NBAF area. It's an incredible time to be at K-State, I think. And while that you know, those are physical buildings, and some students, you know, are looking around and, you know, may not go to every single one of those buildings. I think it does contribute to kind of the feeling on campus, which is a place of excellence. And as we move towards, you know, into future years where we have different goals and initiatives to move towards make our university a top 50 research university, we're off to a good start.
Probably nice, not as much construction this time around.
That's also nice. Not as much construction and also not as many roads going through campus. So people are learning the new ways to do that. You know, lots of our walking malls have been created, and I think students are adapting well to those and they really like them. And here I think it's allowing students to, you know, hang out more in front of buildings and stuff because there's not traffic going through campus anymore.
And the union, as we were talking earlier, just so impressive, it sounds like.
It's really been a blessing to get to be a part of all that. And we now have call hall in the union, which is one of the most important things as I see it. And you know, I encourage everybody to stop by and get that. It's the perfect excuse because it's about 50 paces away from my office.
I just had a couple weeks ago, I had some call hall ice cream. It's got to be the best.
Oh, it's the best. Exactly.
Well, before we wrap up today, Jack, anything else you're wanting to highlight and looking forward to maybe having you come on live, you know, periodically in this way and just anything else? And again, that drop-off zone, you probably want to mention that.
Yeah, so I was going to say two things about the game day this weekend. First of all, be sure to utilize our drop-off and please bring your supplies to help the aid in Houston. And then one more quick reminder to everybody about sportsmanship at the game. That's something that we'll be focusing on this year to make sure that we're respecting the opponents while at the same time trying to knock them out of the park. So I just would remind everybody, students and community members alike, on that. It's something we've been working on.
Well, thanks again, Jack. Been a pleasure. Kansas State University student body president Jack Ayers. We're going to take a break. Manhattan building official Brad Clawson will be joining us next with updates. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Their bank has earned the highest national commendation for safety and soundness as a Blue Ribbon Bank by VeriBank, Inc.
McKenzie Pest Control, we take the lead. McKenzie Pest, free the best that it can be. When creepy, crawling critters start to invade, McKenzie knows how to make them go away. We're a Citracon dealer, and that's a fact. We stop termites in their tracks. Cause bugs around the house are a heart attack. Call McKenzie Pest Control.
Protect your home from the extreme temperature fluctuations of Kansas with new Infinity by Marvin Ultrex fiberglass replacement windows from Midland Exteriors. Infinity windows expand and contract in the heat and cold nearly 90% less than regular vinyl windows, so they're resistant to leaks, seal failures, and stress cracks that can compromise energy efficiency and long-term performance. Ultrex resists the ravages of cold, heat, time, and pressure to provide the most worry-free windows and doors available today. To request a free estimate, visit MidlandExteriors.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
Nope.